This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The case involved terrorism, or the possibility of terrorism. Five men accused of plotting to kill American soldiers at the Fort Dix Army Base in New Jersey. The challenge for the FBI was to decide when to move, arrest the men too soon, and the case against them could collapse, wait too long, and an attack could actually happen. Yesterday, there was a verdict in the Fort Dix case. A federal jury convicted the men and vindicated the FBI's strategy. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Back in May of last year, when the Fort Dix plotters were arrested, FBI agent J.P. Weiss painted the men in stark terms. They were homegrown terrorists, he said, men who operated under the radar, who had tried to buy AK-47s and M-16s to attack American soldiers.
Today we dodged a bullet. In fact, when you look at the type of weapons that this group was trying to purchase, we may have dodged a lot of bullets.
Yesterday, after nearly 6 days of deliberation, a federal jury convicted the five men of conspiracy to attack U.S. soldiers. For the FBI, this was a case they couldn't afford to lose. Their attempts to make terrorism arrests preemptively, before an actual attack takes place, have met with mixed results.
This was, at least compared to other cases, a much stronger and more robust case than we've seen in the past.
Karen Greenberg is the executive director of the Law and Security Center at New York University.
The FBI trusts itself more, I think, and therefore I think that there's a greater sense of confidence in their own ability to know these suspected terrorists and to anticipate what they're going to do.
And because of that confidence, FBI officials waited. In the Fort Dix case, they held back and allowed the evidence to accumulate, eyeing not just an arrest, but also a conviction. The FBI was more methodical. They had informants infiltrate the group. Agents put the men under surveillance, watching them and recording them for 15 months. And they arrested them only after the suspects bought guns prosecutors said they needed for the attack. In earlier cases, law enforcement tended to move in earlier. According to University of Richmond law professor Carl Tobias, that made convictions hard to come by and raised questions about whether the cases were even credible.
And the Liberty City 7 case is a good example. I think they've tried it twice and yet to secure a verdict.
In the Liberty City case, prosecutors said that six Miami men were plotting with al-Qaeda to destroy the Sears Tower. They arrested the men in what they said were the early stages of planning. The men had bought army boots, but not guns. What the FBI found out was that boots and crazy talk aren't enough to convince a jury. Just yesterday, officials asked for a third Liberty City trial. Rocco Ciparone is the attorney for one of the Fort Dix defendants, Mohammed Schnur. He says his client was entrapped by the FBI's informant.
He was a fellow Albanian, and he knew that young Albanian men in particular have this real sense of bravado and wanting to seem strong and aggressive, and he admitted that he played on that.
But, he says, bravado and actually intending to attack U.S. soldiers are two very different things.
The jury obviously found that there was a conspiracy, but I think it's also important that the jury found the defendants not guilty of attempted murder. And unlike what the prosecutors had said during the initial press conference regarding this case, that an attack on Fort Dix was imminent, and that there was a defined plan, I think the jury's verdict on attempted murder contradicts that.
Inside the FBI, officials who want the Bureau to allow terrorism plots to play out a little longer are punching the air. With yesterday's guilty verdict, the Fort Dix case has become Exhibit A for those who say law enforcement has found the right balance between moving too soon and losing a conviction or waiting too long and risking an actual attack. NYU's Karen Greenberg says Europe has been trying to get the U.S. to strike this balance for some time.
You know, they have a longer history of dealing with suspected terrorists than we do, and so it's taken us a while to get that kind of trust in ourselves.
The five men convicted yesterday could be sentenced up to life in prison. A judge will decide that in April. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.